What a keto rant today. So it's like, okay, someone said, oh, you're, because I love salami and the Hinoa salami, delicious from Publix. Definitely gotta go get it. And they go, oh, that's good, you know, and I understand you eat a lot of fat, but that, all that pork and fat is going to catch up to you when you're in your 50s. You know, I didn't say anything. I'm just like, wow. It's unfortunate because someone who's especially a carbohydrate eater is sharing their opinion, which is fine, to each their own, right? But the problem is, it's like, what 50-year-old are they comparing it to? They're seeing all the current 50-year-olds, right, here now in 2018, that have cholesterol and fat problems and all this stuff, and they're relating that to eating fat, but they don't realize that the 50-year-olds right now are the ones who grew up just eating bread and sugar and carbs and fat. And we all know, or the keto diet community, we know that when you compare the, I mean, not compare, I'm sorry, when we combine the fat and the carbs, that's a deadly recipe. That's crazy. If you can only use one fuel source and you have the carbs and fat in there, and we all know that carbs get digested rapidly, it's like a firework, spitfire kind of energy, and then on the fat, it takes a while because you have to like adapt to it and then have that, you know, have your body eventually use it for fuel. But it's not like a rapid, like, hey, let me turn on and off which fuel I want to use. So, you know, I get it. You want to, it's all they know, and it's like, hey, watch out, man. That stuff's gonna catch up to you when you're 50. But it's unfortunate, and I just hope that, you know, the real education and the real science just keeps going out there and just like breaking all the nonsense beliefs, because it's, there's no facts, there's no scientific proof that fat is related to heart disease. And it's unfortunate that, you know, we're all programmed and then programmed to respond in opinions. And, you know, not to me, but like if someone else is on keto hearing that, they're actually going to consider breaking their ketogenic diet. They're going to consider changing their views. They're going to contemplate it because it's like, oh wow, catching up in my 50s. You know what? If someone has ever say that to you, ask them what 50-year-old they've been following since their teens to now and 50 that's been on a strict high fat eating lifestyle and low carb, of course. And let's see what they say. Or break their, you can break the conversation and just say, hey, tell me what article, what facts, I would look into it. You know, tell me where you're getting this from. Or is it just some nonsense stuff you saw in the news? You know, it's unfortunate. That's my rant for today. You know, I'm on keto for over 4 years. If we needed carbs, I would have been dead. My blood work's fine, my cholesterol's fine, everything's great. You know, my energy, my endurance, my focus, it's beautiful. This, I really feel like this is how our bodies are supposed to function. It's like the on switch. But you know what? When I have people that are sick and full of meds telling me, hey, don't eat like that. I don't know. It's just sad because I'm like, no, man, no. You don't eat like that. Anyhow, that's my rant. All right, keto fam. Hope you enjoyed it. You know, if you want to see what I'm up to, check me out on Instagram. I put a lot of like fun facts. I put a lot of rants on there too, but mini rants. I put 15-second stories about like a kind of like a mini vlog, and then of course for the Instagram content, I do 1-minute recipe videos. All right, so it's at Hello Keto. So that's for Instagram, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.